the housing market is hitting the brakes.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
In the U.S., demand for housing is at its lowest level since the Great Recession, declining by 1.3 million units per year, below its pre-COVID average for this century. The median price of existing homes sold has also dropped since mid last year. Although inflation-adjusted prices have been dropping since 2021. In the Lehigh Valley, the number of homes sold was around 8,500 per year for 3 years prior to the COVID recession. After COVID, sales slowly went up. By last October, sales exceeded 7,000 units at annual rates, and then they weren't. That number has dropped to mid-5,000s by April. Its five-month seasonally adjusted moving average is now lower than it was during the COVID recession. Interestingly enough, sales prices in the valley have not yet declined, although they are flattening out, and adjusted for inflation, they have been falling since 2025. The housing market has seen dramatic changes this decade. Sales initially dropped at the start of the pandemic, but then soared to historical high with over 6 million homes sold nationally and 8,500 locally at annual rates. This was followed by a decline, with national sales falling to about 4 million and local sales to 6,200, reflecting trends prior to the Great Recession. Housing supply has been extremely tight. By mid-2022, the national supply of single-family homes have fallen below 2 months, an exceptionally low level. Conditions have significantly improved, with supply averaging about 4.4 months nationally. Locally, however, supply has shrunk to an extreme low of 1.2 months. The number of building permits in the valley, which rose from its COVID lows, is starting to flag again, dropping from 180 per month for the first 4 months of last year to 119 per month this year, indicating a slower rate of growth of housing supply locally. Deed registrations are a leading indicator of the housing demand in the valley. This indicator vaulted after the pandemic, then rapidly fell as the Fed's tight monetary policy took effect. The number of deed registrations has been flat since 2025, suggesting more of the same in terms of housing demand in the valley. To wrap up, surging gas and diesel prices are driving up production and distribution costs across the board. This is triggering an alarming spike in producer prices, which will likely keep inflation running hot. Combine that with resilient employment data, and the Federal Reserve rate hike is officially back on the table for the first time in a long time. What does this mean for your wallet? This means hopes for lower mortgage rates are fading fast, predictably chilling the housing market. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.